Mishnah at the beginning of the parak is talking about how a person can divorce his wife by giving the get, putting the get in her chotzer. We've been discussing this Mishnah since the beginning of this man. Hazara get le'ishto v'ibesor beso besor chatzera harezo megureshes. The Mishnah says you can put the get into her bias, into her chotzer, and she can be megureshes that way. So the Gemara is a kasha. Chatzera mashakonse isha kona baila. How does that work? How does gerushin through nesina l'toch hachotzer work? Mashakonse isha kona baila. So till now, we've had only one answer. Rabbi Elazar gave an answer to that kasha. And that is bekosiv l'dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich. That he's mistalik from the chotzer. If he's mistalik from the chotzer, so then somehow there's no problem. We discussed this at great length. Right, there's no problem with mashakonse isha kona baila because he's mistalik. Either he's mistalik from the peris, it's not just b'nechasayach, but it's to b'perisayin as well. Or he's mistalik from his ability to control her, to prevent her from selling the karka. Whatever the kasha was, that will determine what the teretz is. But the teretz is that somehow the baal is mistalik from the sode, he's mistalik from the chotzer, from the peris, and as a result of that, the gerushin is going to be chal. Last time we were troubled with how siluk even works. Right? How does siluk work? We said the talking b'kosiv l'va'oda arusa, that there's some kind of a limbo state, that he's not married to her, she's not a nesua yet, but she is an arusa. It's not that it's a davashena b'shusa at all, it's a little bit b'shusa, so he has a little bit of a shaychus to it, because lichashetinase, then he'll get the peiros. So since he has a little bit of a shaycha, so therefore he can be mistalik from it. And it could be he can only be mistalik. He can't even do a kinyan. Right? He can be mistalik from the sada, from the schus of the peiros. He can't do a kinyan, but he can do that. He can do that during the time of erisin. The last thing we did yesterday was to describe how exactly does that happen. How does the siluk work? We said according to Tosfos, the way siluk works is because it's a din derabbanan. As the Hemshech Gemara sounds like, a person can say that EF Shebetakonas Chachamim, he doesn't want the schus of the Chachamim, like a woman can say, Eini Nizonas Ve'eni Yoseh. So similarly over here, since Yerusha Sabal is only Midrabanan, he can be Mistalik from the Soda, and take away the potential for Yerusha because it's only Midrabanan, as opposed to Nachlas Avosav, that's a Dindarais, he can be Mistalik from that. So because it's a Dindarabanan, he can be Mistalik. And the Ran said differently. The Ran said, no, even if Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa, he can still be Mistalik from that. How's that possible? He can't be Mistalik from Nachlas Avosav. He said, no, the difference is, by Nachlas Avosav, the person already has a Shem Yoresh. He's born after his father exists, right? His father's alive, then he's born. So he automatically has a Shem Yoresh. So now he's being Mistalik after he has the Shem Yoresh. That he can't do. He can be Mistalik before the Shem Yoresh is Chal. But once the Shem Yoresh is Chal, you can't be Mistalik. So here, the husband is Mistalik, Ba'oda Arusa, so there he has a Shaychus Ktsas. He's going to have a Shem Yoresh when the Nisum will be Chal. It's not a Davashin of Bershusa Bechlal. Right? It is a little bit Bershusa. You can't say it's not Ena Bershusa at all. It is a little bit Bershusa. But he doesn't have a Shem Yoresh at all. He doesn't have a Shem Yoresh as of yet. So says the Rana, if he doesn't have a Shem Yoresh as of yet, so then he can be Mistalik from that. Okay, this was the machlokas, the Ran and Tosfos. And just to throw out to the Zoom chevra, we mentioned after the shir, right, the post-game editions. We mentioned after the shir that one of the nafkamina between Tosfos and the Ran, I mean, the basic nafkamina is whether he can be mistalek from his chus daraisa. That's the basic nafkamina. Tosfos says no, and the Ran says yes. But the other nafkamina is, can you be mistalek from miktas nechosim? Could the husband be mistalek from some of the nechasim of his wife? He's being mistalik from one chotzer because he wants to give her the get. But let's say he wants to be mistalik from more than one chotzer. And she owns, let's say, I don't know, she owns 10 chatzeres, 10 sodas. Can he be mistalik from some of them? Or is it a package deal? So according to Tosfos, there's no reason to say that he can't be mistalik from part of it because it's a din derabbanan, so he can be mistalik from some of the nechasim. The siluk, according to Tosfos, is from the nechasim. It's just if his chus and the nechosim is only midrabanan, then he can be mistalik. If it's the rice, he can't. But he can be mistalik from miktsas too. But according to the Ran, lechor doesn't make any sense. You can't be mistalik from a miktsas shem yorish. You're either mistalik from the shem yorish, you're not mistalik from the shem yorish. It's a package deal. So l'chora, according to the Ran, you can't be mistaken in mikzvahs. So we just pointed out that the lashon of the Rambam, the last the Maamar comes, lashon of the Rambam, nechas ishus, is that you can be mistalek from mikzvahs nechasim. He talks about being masne, but it's tough to zel bazach. It can be masne, it can be mistalek from mikzvahs nechasim. So the Rambam must hold like Tosfos. He must hold that the chilek is between the Raisa and the Rabbanan. So as long as it's only a din the Raisa, you're being mistalek from the nechasim. So you can choose which nechasim you want to be mistalek. Okay, this is all Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar answers the kasha chatzer mashakan tishkan abayla by saying that there's a siluk ba'oda arusa, and that's why he doesn't have rights to the soda, or maybe even he doesn't have rights to the peris, and that's why the kasha of mashakan tishkan abayla is not going to be a kasha at all. Comes the Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and it gives a second answer. All right, you spend so much time on siluk, you don't realize there actually is another answer to the kasha. Rava Amar, Otu Yoda Milo Kanyele Labal, Elagita Vyoda Boyan Keachad, Achanami Gita Vachatzera Boyan Keachad. What does Rava say? Rava answers the Kasha by asking another Kasha, like a good Jew. Right? He asked another, he said, I don't understand, what's the Kasha? Mashakonsi, Chatzera, Mashakonsi, Kanabaila, but you weren't bothered with Yad, right? What's the halach in Yad? There's Gerishin al Yedein Nesina Latoch Yoda. So by yad also, the baal is kone, the yad of the wife. He gets the masi adayim. He gets the masi adayim. So yad ha'isha is kone labayla too, and yet you weren't bothered with gerishin al yaday nesino toch yada. So if you weren't bothered with that, it must be that gita v'yada b'ayin ka'achas. It all comes in one fell swoop. She gets the yad, and she receives the get at the same time. So too, she gets the chatzer, gets kinyan the chatzer, and she receives the get at the same time. Why can't you just say gita v'chatzer b'ayin ka'achas? So says Rava, maybe in a chanami, we're not talking about siluk. Rashi explains, Rava amar lo'olam, but lo kosel ladinu dvarim. Rava's another teretz. It's not be the kosel ladinu. There is no siluk. And nevertheless, there's no kasha mashakan si shakana baila. But the kasha mashakan si shakana baila, says Rava, gita v'chatzer b'ayin ka'achas. Gita v'chatzer, just like gita v'yada b'ayin ka'achas, gita v'chatzer is b'ayin ka'achas. Right, this was the famous statement in the Gemara that the Ktos invoked. Right? The Ktos had a big discussion there in Simon Reish of Cotton Hay. We talked about it at great length. Gita v'chatzer b'ayin ka'achad, Gita v'yoda b'ayin ka'achad, by Eved Kanayni, by Isha. He wanted to ask, does that apply to Shtar Matana too? Well, we had a whole discussion about that. This is the Mokka. This is the famous Gemara in Perek HaZorek of Gita v'chatzer b'ayin ka'achad. But the Gemara is not so happy. Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Rava yad de isha kakasha le? Ravina asked, I don't really understand Rava's kasha, right? Rava was bothered with yad de isha. Nehi de kanile le masi yadeh yad de gufa mi kanile. What's a kasha? Okay, so a husband gets the masi yadeh of his wife, but is he kone the yad? Does he really have a kinyan in yad ha isha? That's not a kinyan in Yad Aisha. What, he owns the Yad? He has a kinyan aguf in her Yad? He only gets the Masi Adayim. So, what's the kasha from Yada? There's a big difference between Yad and Chatzar. By Chatzar, he owns the Chatzar. He has a kinyan aguf in the Chatzar. But by Yad, he doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the Isha. So, Amar Rava, no. Yad ha'eved kakasha lei. I'm sorry. Amar lei, Ravashi answered Ravina. Omar Le, Ravashi answered Ravina, Rava Yad Ho Eved Kokasha Le. Rava's Kasha was not from Yad Ho Isha, it was from Yad Ho Eved. Manda Omar Bishtar Ayde Atzmo, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo Damya, Elagita Vyada Banke Echad, Achanami Gita Vachatzer Banke Echad. Ravina answered, no, Rava's Kasha was from Yad Ho Eved, not from Yad Ho Isha. That if he can. If the Eved can be Meshuchra, Bishtari De Atzmo, meaning if he can be Mekabel his own Shtar, it's not just Ayde Acherim, but it's even Ayde Atzmo. So how does he do that? Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo Dami, the Odon has a Kinyan Aguf in the Yad HaEved. So how can he be Kone the Get? Or how can there be an Asina Latoch Yodo Shelo Eved? So that was Rava's Kasha, not Yad HaIsha. In a chanami, the Baal doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the Yad HaIsha, but he has a kinyan aguf in Yad HaEved. So how does that work? It must be that Yad Eved, the Gito V'yada, Baren Ke'echad, that the Eved gets his Yad and he receives the shtar shechor at the same time. So chanami gita v'chatzera b'ayin ke'achara. The comparison Rav is making is from Yad Eved to Chotzer Ha'isha. The Baal is the Kinyan Aguf and the Chotzer Ha'isha is the Kinyan Aguf and the Yad Eved, and nevertheless you can have a shichur Ha'idei Shtar Be'atzmo, Shtar Ha'idei Atzmo. How can Shtar Ha'idei Atzmo work by Eved? He's not Kone anything. His Yad is Kone to the Adon. The answer is Gita V'yad Ban Ke'echad. So the same thing can apply to Chotzer, Gita V'chatzer Ban Ke'echad. Okay. This is the Gemara. Right, so what's the answer? Let's talk of the answer of Rav. The answer of Rav is that there's no siluk over here. The way Gerish and Aydei Chatzer works is that Gita v'chatzer b'ayin ke'echad. And the maskana of the Gemara is that there seems to be a distinction between Yad Ha'isha and Chatzer Ha'isha. Yad Ha'isha talk is not connected to the Baal. B'chatzer Ha'isha is connected to the Baal. So for Chatzer Ha'isha, you need Gita v'chatzer b'ayin ke'echad, but for Yad Ha'isha, there's no need for Gita v'yad b'ayin ke'echad. It's Pashut. She has a Yad. So because she has a Yad, therefore she can be makabel to get through the Yad. The tunnel?
Rava says that Gita v'yada, it doesn't sound like he's talking about the Eved. I mean, he's talking in like a feminine tense.
That's right. So apparently it was Lav Davka. He didn't mean that. He meant Gita v'yada. Mm-hmm. That's what it must be. Right? And from his lashon, it certainly is mashmi, he's talking about Isha, but Ravina reinterprets Rava. He says either Rava's problem was Gita v'yada b'ayin ke'echad, or even if Rava thought there was a problem with Isha, his real problem was about Eved. Meaning either he's reinterpreting what Rava said, or he's saying that Rava should have said this. Right? There is a kasha. Maybe not Rava's kasha, maybe a different kasha. Mm-hmm. We'll see the hemshech of the Gemara, the next case, the case with the Shchiv Merah, the back and forth. So we'll see that actually that case happened before this statement. Right? After that, Rava's Chiddush, the Gita V'chatzer B'ayin Ke'echad, came as a result of that case. So in that case, it doesn't sound like Rava asked anything, right? He didn't say anything about Gita V'yada. Mm-hmm. He just said Gita V'chatzer B'ayin Ke'echad. So I'm not sure if Rava actually said it, or they're putting words into his mouth, or whatever it is, but Lamaisa, the comparison is between Gita v'yada b'ayin ke'echad of Eved Kanani and Gita v'chatzer b'ayin ke'echad of Isha. Frek Tosfos, Yada gufe mikan yalei. Right, the Gemara feels that there's no comparison between Chatzer Isha and Yad Isha because the Baal doesn't own the Yad Isha, doesn't have a kinyan gufe and Yad Isha. Frek Tosfos, v'im tomar chatzer nami lo kan yalei gufe ela peri. He says, what's the Gemara talking about? Right, Yad Isha is so different than Chatzer. They're exactly the same. The husband gets the Masi Yadayim from his wife. He doesn't own the Yad. The husband gets the Peres from the Chatzer. He doesn't own the Chatzer. So it's Daf Dezel Bazach. If you didn't have a problem understanding Gerishin Al Yedei Nesina L'Toch Yada, then you should have a problem with Gerishin Al Yedei Nesina L'Toch Chatzer. Well, you ask a Kasha Mashikon Tzisha Kanabayla, but you say that there's no problem with Nesina L'Toch Yada. There wouldn't be a problem of Masha Kansi Shekana Baila there. So no problem there. There's no problem with Chatzis. Doch the Zel Bazach. It's mamish the same thing. He only has a kinin in Paris. He only has a kinin for the Masi Adam. He doesn't have a kinin in the Yad Isha. He doesn't have a kinin in the Chatzir. So it's mamish the same thing. So if you don't need Gita V'yada B'ayin Ke'echad, then you shouldn't have a problem with Masha Kansi Shekana Baila. Doch a pella effect Tosfos. So says Taisvis two answers. He says, "V'yeshlomer kevin lekanilo lepera, havikiilu kanilo gufa chotzer, havamasiyadeh me alma ka'asa." So first of all, says Taisvis, once the Baal is a kinyan in the peris, he has a kinyan aguf in the chotzer, but the maasiyadayim me alma ka'asa. What is Tosfos saying? So the basic answer, right? Sometimes you have to just get the framework, and then you can explain. Give a biradam. What's the framework? The framework of Tosfos is that no, my kasha was wrong. In the Kasha, Tosfos thought that the Baal doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf, neither in the Chatzin nor in the Yad Ha'isha. And his answer is, no, that's not true. That's not true. The Gemara is saying that he does have a Kinyan Aguf in the Chatzin, Le'inyan Peres. He can't control, right? He can't do anything with the Guf right now. He can't be Chofer, Babar, Sheikh, and Mar. He doesn't really own the Guf. But he owns the Guf, Le'inyan Peres. That he doesn't. Right? He owns the Guf, Le'inyan Peres. Right now. He also owns the guf, lichashatomus ishto, right? He'll be yorisher. He can prevent her from selling the karka after her misa. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what does he own right now. He owns the gufa chotzer le'inyan peiros, says Tosfos. In the kasha, Tosfos thought that he didn't have a kinyan gufa le'chotzer. Kamash malon in the first teretz that he owns the gufa chotzer le'inyan peiros, as opposed to yado ishi, he does not have a kinyan gufa in the yado ishi. Why? He says the ma'isi adayim kam me alma. So that explains that the siman ladavah that he doesn't have a kinyan guf in the yado ishi. This is teretz number one of Tosfos. Then Tosfos has another answer. Let's leave the second answer. Let's first try to ponder this first answer, try to understand. So what is Tosfos saying? That really there's a chilik between Yad HaIsha and Chatzar HaIsha. The husband owns, he has a kinyan aguf in the Chatzar, not literally, but a kinyan aguf in the Chatzar, l'inyan peiros. Kinyan aguf in the Chatzar, l'inyan peiros. But the fact that he has Masi Yadayim of his wife, that's not a kinyan in the guf HaYadayim, l'inyan Masi Yadayim. No, he only has a kinyan of Masi Yadayim. That's it. He has his chus in Ma'asi Yadayim. He doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the Yad HaYisha B'chlal. What does Tosfos mean? Why is one a kinyan aguf and the other not a kinyan aguf? So he says the Ma'asi Yadayim kam me alma. Vos meintos. Well, what does he mean by those words? So Reb Kiva Eger in Drush V'Chiddush, he suggests the following. This is in page one. He says Kavanas Tosfos Deyutzam Aleph. The first Teretz Nira to lo shayach lama the Yadayim shelo leperus. The Kivega says that you can't say, it's not logical to say that the husband owns the guf hayad, right? He owns the yad ha'isha le'inyan peiros. That doesn't make sense. Why? Because the peiros don't come from the adayim. They don't sprout from the hands of the woman. That's what Tosfos meant. They come me'alma. Ma'ase yadea me'alma ka'asa. The ma'ase yadayim come me'alma. They don't come from the hands. So they don't come from the hands. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical, Tosfos is saying, to claim that he has a kinyan aguf in the Yad HaIsha le'inyan Ma'as Yadayim. No, he has a schus of Ma'as Yadayim bilvad. As opposed to the kinyan peiros, the peiros come from the chotzer. They come from the trees that are growing in the chotzer. They emanate from the chotzer. So there, it's more mustaber to say that he has a kinyan aguf in the chotzer le'inyan peiros. That's pshat. Reb Kivega is pshat in Tosfos. That because the nature of the kinyan peiros, so to speak, is different in each case, because the Ma'asei Yadayim come me'alma, not from the guf HaYadayim, they're not someach from the Yadayim, so there it makes more sense to say he doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the Yadayim, he just has his chus from Ma'asei Yadayim. But in the peiros, since they emerge, they sprout from the chotzer, so efshem and kenzogin, that the Baal actually has a kinyan in guf HaChotzer le'inyan peiros. That's why Mashakon Tzir Shekana Baila is going to be a problem as opposed to by Yad HaIsha. Now, Be'emes, Reb Kivega right over here in the Gilin HaShas, he points out a Tosfos in Ksubas. Ayin Ksubas Dav Mem Zayin. It's the first Teretz in Tosfos, Reb Kivega says, is really Merumas in Tosfos in Ksubas. What does he mean? What does he mean? The Tosfos in Ksubas is trying to figure out why a woman can say Eini Nizonas ve'Eini Osa, as opposed to if a woman says, I don't want to have the Takana of Pirkona. What does that mean? So we know in Perek Avopi and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the Braisa says that Chazal were Masake in different Zechuyos for the husband, Keneged the Zechuyos for the wife. So they were Masake in Mizonos Tachas Masi Yadayim, that the woman gets mizonos, the husband gets Ma'asei Yadayim, and they will masaken peiros for the husband, tachas perkona, so that he'll redeem her if she's taken into captivity. You know, this was a real concern at the time of the Gemara. We don't have this very much bizman hazeh, you know, unless you're traveling the high seas and you encounter pirates, right? But in those times, it was pretty scary. It was a scary business. So Chazal will masaken peiros tachas perkona. So it happens to be that if the woman says Eini nizonas ve'einios, so she can say, it works. She's not going to get the mizonos. She'll be able to keep the masada. That works. But the halacha is, she can't say, I don't want the perkona. I want to keep my peiros. I'll keep my peiros and I'll redeem myself. I'm taken into captivity. I'll have my own money. She can't say that. Chazal say that she's not allowed to do that. Why not? The Tosfos in Dermaschal Zimnin in Ksubas and Nevim Zayin Beis, he says like this, V'yeshlitein tam avagav l'refuna yichol ishishtam l'bayelein in mizonos. Why can't she say, en mizonos v'ni osa? But yet she can't She can't say, I don't want Pirkona. I want to keep the Paris. Mishim de Eina Mafkas Lagami Atakona. Shimamra Hayom Eni Nizonas Veniosa. Lamacher Tasev Eteni Zonas. Avlimamra Eni Niftes Veni Nosenis Peros Mafkas Lagami Atakona. Shimamra Hayom Eni Mafkas Lagami Takonas Peros. The Peros shall call your mea him Tachas Pirkona. So first of all, Tosra says there's a big difference between the two. Eni Nizonas Veniosa. She can say this one day and then change her mind. But when it comes to Pirkona, you can't change your mind. You can't say, I'll take the Paris of today, and then she'll change her mind and say, no, I really want to be redeemed, and you take the Paris of tomorrow. It's a one-shot deal, right? We're mechayev the Baal to do Pirkona, to redeem the woman, if he gets the Paris of the whole marriage. It's for the Paris of the whole marriage, not for the Paris of one day. So if she already ate the Paris of the first day, we can't get the Pirkona back. So that's why we don't allow her to do away with the Takana. Because she won't be able to change her mind. When it comes to any mizonos veniosa, the mizonos of one day is connected to masyadayim of that day. But when it comes to Pirkona and Peros, the Peros of the entire marriage are connected to Pirkona. That's teretz number one. Im timtzi lomar, afilim timtzi lomar dechol lomar mizonos veniosa la'olam, let's say you'll claim that you can say it la'olam, so then they're both the same, so why should she be able to say any mizonos veniosa but not Pirkona? She can't say, I don't want the Pirkona, I'll keep the Paris. Another teretz. It's a special din that the Chacham have that she can't do away with the Takana of Pirkona, because we don't want her to be nitma bena ovek achavim. That maybe, maybe the husband will not redeem her. Right? If she gives up the Pirkona, she won't be able to redeem herself. So then she'll be nitma, she'll be absorbed within the other kachavim. We're afraid she'll be assimilated. Final teretz of Tosas, inami shiny peres diyado ki yado vizoch beduva karka. Avamas yadea einam be'en lo shayach lemeima sheyizke begufa yadai. Says Tosas, the difference is that she can't do away with the takana of peros, because the husband has a kinyan in the gufa karka. Husband has a kinyan in the gufa karka. What you gonna do? She's gonna say, I don't want the Pirkona, I want the Paris. She can't say I want the Paris, because she can't take the kinyan away from him. He has a kinyan in gufa karka in Paris. When it comes to Masi Adayim, says Tosfos, the Masi Adayim are not be'en. There's nothing be'en. The husband doesn't have a kinyan that's be'en in the Ma'asi Adayim. So she can say, I want the Ma'asi Adayim. It's just a Schus Mammon Ba'alma. So she can say, I want to reroute that Schus Mammon. I don't want you to get that, I want me to get it. But she can't take away a Kenyan in Guf HaDover that the husband has. The husband has a Kenyan in the Guf HaChotzer Lein Yipere, so she can't do away with that. But by the Ma'asi Adayim, he doesn't have a Kenyan in the Guf HaYad, he only has a Schus Ma'asi Adayim, so therefore she can... Therefore, she can say any zonis v'ni osa. Zokter b'kivegi and gilin hashas. Kurtzah ha'ora. B'kivegi knew shas. He knew shas with Tosfos and a little bit more. Right. So he says, I am Tosfos there. Meaning, pshat in our Tosfos. Pshat in the first day of our Tosfos, that there's a difference, lufi Tosfos, between the kinyan of Paris and the Chotzer and the kinyan of the Ma'asi Adayim. The Paris of the Chotzer, there's a kinyan in Gufa Chotzer in Paris. There's no kinyan in Gufa Yad. That's not kinyan gufayad. Why? Because the Ma'asi Yadayim, Kama'ama, they're not someach from the Yadayim. Shib Kivege says in Drush V'Chiddush. Right? So because there's no kinyan in Gufa Chotzer, so that's why, because the husband has a kinyan in the Gufa Chotzer in Paris, that's why the woman can't end the Takana, right? She can't say, I want to receive the Paris. She can't take away his kinyan in the Gufa Chotzer. By the same token, that's why Tosfos says by us that there's a problem of Mashakan Si Shakana Baila. How does the get work? If he puts it into the Chotzer, Mashakan Si Shakana Baila, the husband has a kinyan in the Gufa Chotzer. So that there's a problem there. We have to solve that problem. So not for the fact that we say, Gita V'chatzer Banka Achas, or we say there's a siluk, then the taka would be, there would be a problem. Okay, this is the first teretz of Tosfos. Now, before we move to the second teretz of Tosfos, I just want to ask you a question. Misvara, Right? How is Tosfos learning? In this first Teretz of Tosfos, how is Tosfos learning the kasha of the Gemara that I in Zion Amud Aleph? Now, what's the kasha of Mashakon Seishakon Abala? We have two approaches. Right? We said either the Tosfos Rid understood that the kasha was Chatzera, Mashakon Seishakon Abala, the husband acquires the Paris, the husband acquires anything that falls into the Chatzera, so he'll acquire the get too. So how's the woman ever going to be divorced? There's no possibility for Kinyan Aget. And even if you'll tell me that really Gerishin is all about Nesina, but she has to be able to be Kona too. It has to be a Makom Haroi LeKinyan. So because he gets to Paris, he's going to be Kona to get also, so the Gerishin is not going to get off the ground. That was one way to look at the Kasha. We said the Magia in the Avne Miluim explained differently, that because the husband gets to Paris, so therefore, he has a Shaychus to the Chatz. So because he has a Shaychus to the Chatzer, then there's a problem with the Krisis. Because the get is not Yotze Mershuso Lagamri when he puts it into the Chatzer, because it's also a little bit of his Rishus. Because he gets the Paris from that Chatzer. So I ask you, how is Tosfos learning in the first Teretz? If you learn like the Tosfos read the Pashup Shana of the Gemara, that it's all a function of whether the husband gets the Kenyan Paris. Does he get Paris from the Chatzer? So I'm not sure I really understand this Teretz of Tosfos, right? Tosfos is basically saying, you know what the Gemara is saying? There's a chilek between Yad and Chatzer. He has the Kenyan in Gufa Chatzer in Paris. He doesn't have a Kenyan in Yad Ha'isha le'inyan Ma'aseh Yadayim. So what? But if he gets the Ma'aseh Yadayim, he gets the Paris, right? So you got the same problem. He's going to put the get into the Yad Ha'isha, but anything that comes into the Yad Ha'isha goes to the husband, right? He's zoche in the Ma'aseh Yadayim of the woman, right? He'd be zoche in the Metzia of his wife, right? If it falls into the Yad. So what's the difference between Yad as opposed to Chatzer? If the Kasha is that the husband gets the Paris of the Chatzer, so if he puts the get into the Chatzer, it goes to him. So the same thing is true when it comes to Yad. If something goes into the Yad Ha'isha, it's going to go to him. I don't care if he has a kinyan in the Gufa Yad or not. Well, what does that matter? I think Lechora, the first day in Tosfos, at least the first, we'll see the second day is not Mukhuf Hanjus, but at least the first day in Tosfos was learning like the Magia and Avne Miluim, I think. I think Tosfos was saying that the question is, what kind of a shaychus does the husband have to the Chatzah? That's the issue that we're talking about over here. You need him to sina letoch Yada, and we want to figure out, is the Rishus a Rishus of the wife, or is the Rishus a Rishus of the husband? Whose Rishus is it? Right? Will the owner of the Rishus declare himself, right? Who does this Rishus belong to? So comes Tosfos in the first day and says, that's what the Gemara is saying here. You want to know whether the Rishus really is viewed as being the Rishus of the husband? It's a function of whether he has a kinyan aguf in the Rishus. The Magia's whole point is that because the husband gets the... It's not just that he gets the Paris. Because he has a kinyan aguf in the chasila inyan Paris, so the Rishus is epis ashtikel his. If he doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the chasila, so what does that mean? Because he gets the Paris, so therefore the Rishus is his? What does that mean? So we talk explained it like that. We said, because he gets the Paris, so the chasila is nikra al shmo. Chasila is nikra al shmo. You could say that. But Tosfos is going further. He's saying the Hemshech of the Gemara is saying more than that. That Rava's Yesod, or I should say the Gemara's Yesod off of Rava, is that no, it's a function of Kinyan Guf. It's not just a function of who has the Sheim Chotzer. Is the Sheim Chotzer Chal on the Baal? No, it's more than that. It's that he has a Kinyan Guf in the Chotzer. That's what makes it Rishusa. It's also Rishusa because she really owns it. She owns the Kinyan Guf Mama. She only owns the Kinyan Guf Lein in Paris. But they both have a Kinyan Guf here. So because they both have a Kinyan Guf here, it's a Rishus of both of them. And that's why, when he puts the get into the Chatzer, it's not leaving his Rishus, because he also has a Chelek of an ownership. He has a partial ownership in the Chatzer. Masha'in Kain, the Yad Ha'isha, comes to Gemara and says, no, Rava should not, or was not, whichever one it is, right? Rava should not have been bothered with Yad Ha'isha, because the husband doesn't have a kinyan in the Guf Hayad. If he doesn't have a kinyan in the Guf Hayad, so then there's no problem. It's an asina letoch yada, letoch rishusa. It's not his rishus. He might be kona things that go into the hand of the woman, mitzias and masyadan, but who cares? That's not what we're talking about here. We want to figure out, is an asina letoch rishusa? So comes the Gemara and says it is, because he doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the Yad Ha'isha, so that will be an asina letoch rishusa. So I think according to the Magia and the Avne Miluim, I think we can really understand, can take a deeper understanding, have an understanding, but omek, of what Tosfos in the first day is saying. That's all about, can we say this is an Asina L'Tokos Shusa, and that could be a function of whether the husband has a Kinyan Aguf in the Yad, a Kinyan Aguf in the Chotzer. And maybe Taketz Cholok, and that's really the Yisod, of Tosfos. Okay, this is the first day in Tosfos. Now comes Tosfos in the second day, and he offers another answer. He says, "Va'od, va'od, the chotzer konei lo bal karcha shel isha, avu yadea enam kenuyim lo al karcha, tiyichole hi lomar eni nizonas ve'eni osa." Now Tosfos says, there's no difference between chotzer and yad in terms of the kinyan, right? Just like by yad, he doesn't have a kinyan in the guf hayad, by chotzer too. He doesn't have a kinyan in the guf hachotzer. Right? The second day in Tosfos, he's not distinguishing. So what's the difference? He says, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is the chotzer is konoi al karcha. The chotzer is konoi lo bal karcha shel isha. Right? The husband gets the peres. This was like Tosfos and Ksubis, right? The husband gets the peres. The woman can't be mafkir herself from the takana of pirkona tachas peres. So it happens balkarcha of the isha. But the adayim are not kanuyim balkarcha of the isha. The woman has an out. She can say, eini nizonas v'eini osa. She can get out of the schus of masi adayim. She can keep the masi adayim. If she says, eini nizonas v'eini osa, then she'll get out of it. So what? Well, what's Tosfos saying? Right? The kasha of Tosfos was that if yad and chotzer are the same, so then if you don't have a problem, if you don't need gita v'yada b'an ka'achas, then you shouldn't need gita v'chatzer b'an ka'achas either. There's no kasha of mashakan tishakan abayla because it's both the same. He doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the chotzer, and that's it. So says Tosfos, no, there's a very big difference. By chotzer, the husband can force the woman to give him peres. He gets the peres automatically, willy-nilly, whether she likes it or not. It's even balkarcha. But by masi adayim, he doesn't get the masi adayim balkarcha. He doesn't get the masi adayim balkarcha. And that's the key. Because he doesn't get the masi adayim balkarcha, somehow everything is different. There you don't need gita v'yada b'an ka'achas. So what does Tosfos mean by this? What does Tosfos mean by this? So the Marsha explains that Ravina meant to say the following. That since yada is not kanuya lo balkarcha, since her yad is not kanuya to the husband balkarcha, rather she can say any nizonas v'eni osa, in a situation where he says any nizonas v'eni osa, so then he's not going to be able to get the peres. He won't get the masi adayim. Here's the Marsha. Ravina nami hachika amar nehi de kanile la masi adaya kshirotza yada gufa mi kanile v'yachol olomar any nizonas v'aperes nami einan kenuyin lo. The woman can prevent the Baal from getting peres by the yad. That means masi adayim. The peres, he means masi adayim. If the woman says eini nizonas v'eini osa, then the Baal doesn't get the masi adayim. So she can control. She can control the masi adayim, but she can't control the peres. What's the Marsha saying? So the chora, the pasha pshat, is that the Marsha is saying b'das Tosfos that in a situation where she wants to receive the get, it's as if she's telling the Baal, I'm going to receive the get, and you're not going to be able to be kona the masi adayim. She can control whether he gets the masi adayim or not. So, b'chai gavna, that she wants to receive the get, if it's a get merzona, so then, if she takes the get, it's ke'ilu, she's saying, I don't want you to acquire this get. Right? Eini nizonas v'eniosa. So if eini nizonas v'eniosa, then you're not going to acquire the get either. And this is exactly what the Rashba writes in his first day. Rashba says, he echoes this line of Tosfos, but he's mevar a little bit more. He explains a little bit more. He says, V'yeshlama diyad isha shayni diyomra eini nizonas v'eniosa. Diboy omra eini nizonas v'eniosa. So far, so good. Says the Rashba, V'hilkach kimekabelas gita ke'ilu omra le'kendam. Because the woman has the potential to say any zonas v'niyosa, she can control the zchus of masi adayim of the husband. So when she's makabel her get, it's as if she says any zonas v'niyosa. So she'll be able to be makabel the get. The husband doesn't get it then. The husband will not get it b'chazara. We don't say mashakan tishakan abayla because she's in control. But in the case of the chutzah, she's not in control. He gets the peres willy-nilly whether she likes it or not. So therefore, even if she's mekabel to get, but the husband's going to receive it, so it's not going to, she's not going to be kona. This teretz you could explain like the Tosis writ. If the whole kasha was, well, the husband is kona the peres anyway, he's kona the masi adayim anyway. The answer is no, the masi adayim, he's not kona against her will. So if she receives the get, if she takes the get, it's as if she's saying any zanz veniosa. But by peres, she can't control the situation. So if she can't control the situation, so therefore, mashakon tishakon abayla. If you don't have git v'chatzer ban ke'echad, if you don't have a siluk, then we'll have the kasha mashakon tishakon abayla. Okay, this is one way to look at the second day in Tosfos. Meaning, along the lines of the Marsha, this could be what the Marsha is saying, basically the way the Rashba explains. That Tosfos is saying that in the case of Yad, if she accepts the get, it's as if she's saying any zonas v'ni osa, and then we won't say mashakan tishakan abayla with the get. What's the problem with this interpretation? So the problem is, according to this, what emerges is that the comment of the Gemara that yoda gufe milokanyele, right? That what's Rava's problem? What is Rava's problem? You don't need gita v'yada b'yanka achas. The husband is not kona her yad. Oh yeah, you do need gita v'yada b'yanka achas for a certain type of gerushin. What kind of gerushin? What kind of gerushin do you need gita v'yada b'yanka achas for? Gerushin bal karcha. Right? Gerushin bal karcha. If she's mekabel mertzona, so then it's as if she says, "Ein yizonos v'ein yosa." But if he gives it to her bal karcha, he throws it into her hand. Right? He puts it in her hand. She doesn't want to take it. He throws it in. He takes her hand. He doesn't, this is not so nice, but like, he takes her hand, he puts the get in, closes her hand, he says, "Ah, it's yours." Right? So there I need get to the other ban karchas, because there's no ein yizonos v'ein yosa, she doesn't want to receive the get. So is Tosfos in the second day are only explaining gerushin mertzona, not gerushin bal karcha? It's a little bit of a chiddush, right, to say something like that. A little bit of a chiddush. Is there any other way we can explain Tosfos in the second day? Because I think there is. I think maybe what Tosfos might be saying, maybe not like the Rashba, right? The Rashba's answer only explains gerushin mertzona, not gerushin bal karcha. So what might Tosfos mean? Tosfos might mean something a little different. He doesn't add that last nakuda of the Rashba, that hilgach ki mekabelas gita ki ilu omra lekein domi. Tosfos doesn't say that. He just says that by chotzer, the baal can be kona the peres bal karcha, but by masidam he can't be kona bal karcha. So what? What does that mean? I think the answer might be that the potential, it's all about potential. If he has the potential to be mekabel the peres of the chotzer bal karcha, so then that shows that he has a big shaychus to this chotzer. He has a shaychus, even if he doesn't have a kinyan guf in the chotzer. But if he has the potential to take the peres bal karcha shelo isha, that shows that he has a connection to this chotzer. The chotzer is nikra al shmo, like we explained before. Chotzer is nikra al shmo. He can force her. He can take those peres bal karcha. So he has a big shaychus to this chotzer. So now when he puts the get into the chotzer, we can say that it wasn't yotzei mershusa legame, because he has a big shaychus to this chotzer. What Tosfos is saying is because the husband can't force the woman to take the masi yadayim, so it turns out that he doesn't have as much of a shaychus to her yad. Right? His shaychus to the yad ha'isha is kolish, as we would say. It's a shaychus klisha. It's a weak type of shaychus. So it's a weak type of shaychus. When he puts the get into the yad ha'isha, would you say that the get is still ogid gabei? The lashon of the magia? You say it's ogid gabei, it's in his rishus? No. Yad ha'isha, that's not his rishus. He's not in control of that rishus. So even if he's megarish or bal karcha, we don't care whether she's ke'ilu saying any zonos v'niosa or not. That's not the point. The point is that if he has a tenuous connection to that makom, a tenuous connection to the yad or to the chotzer, he has a more tenuous connection, a weaker connection, so then it's not called rishusa. It's not called rishusa. So when he puts the get into her yad, then that's like an asina l'toch rishusa, and that's going to make the gerushin bichal. Okay, so it could be, it's not that we're, it's like a hecha timtza, that if he can't If you can't force her to give the Maaseh Yadayim to him, so then when he puts together in, it's Ke'ilu, she said, and he's answering, no, there's no Ke'ilu over here. Tosis in the second day might be saying something different than the Rashba. That the fact that he doesn't have the potential to force her to give him Maaseh Yadayim, that shows that his connection to her Yad is weaker. So connection to her Yad is weaker than when he puts it into her hand. It's not Ogid Gabay at all. It's like an Asino Toch Hashusa, and then the Gerushin is going to be Chal. This could be the Birat Varm in the 2 days in Tosfos. Again, Tosfos is trying to answer this kasha, what's the chiluk between Chatzar and Yad? Is there a kinyan aguf in the Yad HaChatzar or not? So Tosfos in the first day it says, there is a kinyan aguf in the Yad HaChatzar, but there's no kinyan aguf in the Yad HaIsha. And the second day he's saying, no, they're both the same. Maybe there's no kinyan aguf in the Yad HaChatzar either. But the difference between Chatzar and Yad is that by Yad, he can't force the woman to take the Maaseh Yadayim. By Chatzar, he can force the woman to get the Peres. And as a result of that, everything is different. The question is, what's the everything? So we explained in two different ways how to analyze that second day of Tosfos. Okay. These are two possible answers to this question. The Achronim offer two other very interesting answers to this question. First, the Marshal, the Chachm Shlomo, the Marshal writes like this. Marshal says, "V'li nira on Tosfos nichta b'tzidam nun beis nichta b'tzidam." Marshal ha'or on the side of his gemar. You know, his ha'or has made it to the Vilna Shas. The Rashash's ha'or has also made it, as we discussed in the end. Okay. So the Marshal says, "V'li nira the yada afilu konei lo lemalocha lav kol hayom konei lo shliyachol l'shabed ba yosim imalach tamuchayeves lo mashenke bechotze shemishtamish ba bli hefzek klal." Marshal says that the husband can get the Maaseh Yadayim from the woman, right? Her yad is meshubed for malocha for the husband, but kol hayom, a whole day, a ganzen tog, a whole day, her yad is meshubed to the husband. No, he can be meshabed her to do the malach that she has to do. Right? That's the Mishnah and Ksubas, that there are certain malachas that an ish is also labayla. So he can be mishabed her, but he can't be mishabed her a whole day. B'chatzer, he gets the paris a whole day. Right? All the paris. What falls into the chatzer and the paris that have come out of the trees. A whole day without a hefzik. There's no hefzik at all. There's no hefzik at all in his kinyan paris. There's a hefzik in the Maaseh Yadayim. He doesn't get everything from the woman. She has to provide a little bit. Doesn't provide everything, but Paris, he gets everything. They point out that this answer, we first have to understand what the answer means, but this answer is actually Litten Tosfos Rid, right? The Tosfos Rid on the Al-Asar, on the side of the Gemara, he came before the Marshal. They put the Marshal together with the Tosfos Rid. They're really saying the same thing. The Tosfos Rid here says, Nehi dekani le lamasi adeo, Yada isha garashale nida kanil the mashi de gufi mikanyale perish. Davka masi adea hain shalo. Ava gufa yad ain't a shalo. Shiasa bal bo kol tashmishu rotze. Bal can't do anything with the yada isha. Can't force her to do anything. Kiya masi adea shen ktsuvin. There's a certain amount of masi adea that she has to provide for him, but that's it. Kedit nabe ksubis. The mayosa lo mishkal hai sloy and the mishten ksubis says there's a certain amount the woman has to provide. Ava lena yochel. First of all, he can't force her to do more than the shear. Oh, imrotza shetaselo shimush kosha biyoda. Going lachpar besadeu uchiotzibo. He can't ask her to be a landscaper. That's not part of the. That's above her pay grade, right? The woman that she doesn't have to do landscaping and bichofer and boris shichin and boris and the sadas. Her yad is not konif him for that. The Tosfos Rid says he can't ask the woman to do anything with her yad. He can't ask her to do more than the shear. That's what the Marshal says. Her yad is not koni lo a whole day, below hefsik, as opposed to chatzer. Says the Tosfos Rid, he can't force her, even the amount of time that she's meshubah to him, there's only certain types of malacha that she's meshubah to do for him, but he can't force her to do malacha kosher. That's beyond what the Mishnah says that she can be forced to do. She's not meshubah for the Balanah. So therefore, there's a big difference between Yad HaIsha as opposed to Chotzer HaIsha. What's the difference? Who cares? Mashakonse Isha Konabaila. Don't we say Mashakonse Isha Konabaila? So what does it matter that he can't force her to work for him more than a certain amount of time? But still, Mashakonse Isha Konabaila, what falls into her hand belongs to the Baal. So what's the difference? So the answer is along the lines of what we've been saying. We keep on saying that the Magi and the Avdim Aluim understood that the whole kasha is we have to figure out who is shayach to this chotzer. When the Baal puts the get into the chotzer, into the yad, so is it leaving his rishus? Or is it not leaving his rishus? That's the shayach that we have to figure out. So what the Tosfos Rit and the Mashal seem to be saying is that if her yad is not meshubad legamri to the husband, if the yad is not meshubad legamri to the husband, so then her yad is not a rishus habaal. When do we say that the Baal has a shaychus for the rishus? So we thought in the kasha, he has enough of a shaychus even if he just gets the pears. That's enough of a shaychus. The question is not whether she's kona the get, not kona. No, the question is it nesina l'toch rishusa? Or is he still oge gabe? So we're defining this question. We're answering this question in different ways. You could say that it's viewed as oge gabe. It's not yotzim rishusa. So even if he only gets the pears, he has no kinin aguf in the chotzer. According to the first day in Tosfos, no, because he has a kinyan aguf in the chotzer, that's why it's the Loge Gabe. According to the Tosfos Rit and the Marshal, the reason why it's Oge Gabe when he puts the get into the chotzer, that's because the chotzer is meshubah to him below hafzik. He might not have a kinyan aguf in the chotzer, it doesn't matter. But the chotzer is meshubah to him below hafzik. As opposed to the Yad HaIsha, since the Yad HaIsha is not meshubah to him below hafzik, he can't demand everything from the woman. She has to give him a little bit. She gives him asidan, but not everything. And he can't tell her to do any kind of malacha. There's only certain types of malacha. So because the yad is not meshubah legamri, we don't say that the yad is rishus habaal. The chotzer is rishus habaal, but the yad is not a rishus habaal. So when he puts the get into her yad, it's yotzei mershusa legamri, and it's nichnas lershusa, it's not ogigabe, and that's why the gerishin is going to be chal. And this lechora is how the Tosfos Rit and the Marshal will learn. Chaim Moshe Grzenski in his Tshuvas Achiezer offers one final, very beautiful answer, which he also points out that it's hinted to in the Rishonim. Chaim Moshe says, you know what the answer could be? The answer, this is all an answer to Tosfos Kasha. That what's the difference between Yad and Chotzer? They seem to be the same at first glance. The husband gets Masi Yadayim from the Yad, the husband gets Peres from the Chotzer. So if you don't need Yad Isha, if you don't need Gita V'yada B'an Ke'achat, then you shouldn't need Gita V'chatzer B'an Ke'achas. What's the difference between the two? Talk to Chaim Moshe, I'll tell you the difference. In a Chanami, the husband gets the Peres, and he gets the Masi Yadayim, but there's a very big difference between the kinyan of the husband, Yad Isha K'yad Baila, and Mashakonse Isha Kona Baila in Chotzen. You know what the difference is? The question is, how is the Baal Kone these items? How's he kone the Paris? How's he kone Masi Yadayim? How's he kone Metzia? How is he kone? Does it go through the woman or does it go over the woman? Right? Do we say Mashakonse Isha Konabayla means the woman acquires it and then the husband acquires it from the woman? Or do you say no? Mashakonse Isha Konabayla means there's a Zad Din that what the woman would have been kone goes automatically, goes immediately, straight. It goes straight to the Baal. That's the shaila that you have to ask. That's the shaila that you have to ask. And maybe the answer is that chotzer and yad are choluk precisely in this respect. He says, how do we understand the kinyan of the Baal and the chotzer? The Baal gets peres, right? So how does that happen? Does the woman get the peres first and then the Baal gets it? Chaim Moshe wants to say that the husband gets it immediately. He gets it automatically. Why should he say that? So, l'chor, it's a davar pashut like that. Why? We quoted a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. What's it then by chotzer haschura? Right? A chotzer that's sachur to someone else. Rented or lent out. It's sho'ul, it's sachur. Rashi and Bav Metzia said beferish that the sochur is konen. Within the Rambam, we had a discussion. The Rambam seems to say the masker is kona. The Ktos had a different pshat. Maybe it's only by Zevel. Right? But certainly Rashi says that it's kona for the sochim. Because he learns the Gemara in Baba Tzion, Daf Kuf Beis, is that it's a chotzer that the masker did not give over to the Zohar, but if he would have, then the Socha would have gotten it, right? So the Socha is certainly going to be Kohen. Now, how's the Socha Kohen? Would you say that a chotzer askur, according to Rashi, if something falls into the chotzer, so what? The maskir is kone, and now from the maskir, the socher is kone. Yad maskir ki yad socher. Is that what you're going to say? It's ridiculous, right? That doesn't make any sense. Well, if we say, like Rashi, that chotzer aschura is kone for the socher, thus meant that whatever falls in goes automatically to the socher. That's the pshat. That's the svara. It makes a lot of sense. So, be'emes, the Baal's kinyan of peros in the chotzer of the isha, We even tried to say it's like a chatzar aschura, right? We tried to explain within the Tosis Rid that the whole Tosis Pshat and the Kasha is dependent on Rashi's Shita, that it's not going to work out with the Rambam. Right? We're assuming that if the Baal is Kona, the Paris of the Chatz, it's like a chatzar aschura. The chatzar is shol for him, it's socher for him. It's not socher, he's not paying any money. It's like a shol for him. So it's very mistaba to say that Kinyan Paris of the Baal and the chatzar means that the Baal gets the Paris automatically. It's not that the woman gets it and then he acquires it from her. He gets it automatically. But in the case of Yad Ishto, that he's zochin the Masiya Daim of the woman, so how does that work? So Zokter Chaim Oizer, he thinks it's very mistaber to say that the woman acquires it first and then the Baal gets it from the woman. The woman does have a Yad. We know the woman has a Yad. How do we know the woman has a Yad? Because if someone gives a matana to the woman, amanasha ein lebalech reshusba, she gets it. She gets it. So she must have a yad. She must have a yad. It's not like she's kishor of a chamorah of the Baal. It's not like, you know, her yad is an extension of the Baal's yad. She has an independent yad. If someone gives her a gift, amanasha ein lebalech reshusba, she gets it. So she must have an independent yad. So it's much more mistaber, Chaim Moses says, to claim that the Masiyah Dayim really go to the woman. It's just automatically. They go to the husband. They go through the woman to the husband. But it's not that the husband gets it automatically. They go through the woman to the husband. So he says, that's the chiluk over here. That's the chiluk. When the Gemara said, Yad Isha Kakashale, what's the Yad? What's the Kasha? Yad Isha Kakashale, Nihida Kanile Le Masiyah Dayim, Yod Gufa Mikanile. That means, of course, the husband is going to get the Masiyah Dayim through the yad of the woman. But she has an independent yad. She has an independent yad. The haraya, if someone gives her a gift, amanasha ein lebalik reshus, but she gets it. So she has an independent yad. So what's going to happen? If the Baal puts the get in her hand, there's an asina letoch yada. She has an independent yad. So there will be an asina letoch yada. Once there's an asina letoch yada, she's mugareshes. So if she's mugareshes, then he's not going to be kona then. He's not going to be cornered again. You don't even need what we said before, that, oh, it's the Hechetimtza, like the Rashba, that it's like she says, in Nizonas Veniosa. No, you don't need that. It's that she has an independent yad. The Baal only gets it through the woman. First she gets it, then the Baal gets it. But in the case of Gerishin, once it's in a single talk, the other, she's Megureshes. And if she's Megureshes, then the Baal's not going to get anything. As opposed to the case of Chotzer, since by Chotzer the husband gets it straight, not through the woman. So when you put the get into the Chotzer, no, the husband got it straight. Like Tosis Rid, right? The Kasha was Mashakansi, Shekhana Baila, the husband's going to acquire the get. So she never got it to begin with. She never got it to begin with, so how's it going to work? So by Chotzer, you need Gitva Chatzer Banke Echad, or you need a Siluk. But by Yad, you don't need that, because she has an independent Yad. So once she receives it in her Yad, so then she's going to be Mugareshes, and then the husband is not going to acquire the get. Yes.
According to this chapter of Chaim Moshe, how do you understand the Kash Gemara? What's the, if we're saying the Chatzer, if the parents of the Chatzer go straight to the Baal without the Isha, what's Kansi Isha Kana Baal? What is she Kona?
No, the parents, what is she Kona? She's.
Means
the husband acquires the paris automatically, right? Straight. So if he acquires the paris straight, so then when he puts the get into her chatzer, she never acquired it.
Because
it was never hers. It goes from one pocket to the other.
So what's the kansiisha? It's on this understanding.
That's what the phrase means, though. Masha kansiisha kana baila in chatzer. Masha kansiisha kana baila applies to yad also. It means that's a general phrase. Right, it would have been better if we said Mashakonsa Isha Biyoda Kone Labal and Chotzer Kone Labal. But it's too complicated. So we just have one phrase. Meaning there's nothing that the woman is going to receive without the Baal receiving it. Without the Baal being Kone. That's true by Chotzer, it's true by Yad, it's true always. There's a very big difference, though, between Chatzar and Yad. Even though in general there's no difference between Chatzar and Yad, but here by Get there's a big difference. Because even though the husband is going to acquire everything that the woman gets, but if there's that split second where the woman acquires it first, by Get that's the difference of the world, because once there's an Asinat Tov Yada, then he's not going to acquire it. In most circumstances, there really is no difference. So that's why Chazal had this general Losha, Mashakan Si Shagana Baila. But really, it's not Mashakan Si Shagana Baila. By Chatzar, the Baal is Kona, what falls into the Chatzar straight, right? He's Kona automatically, it doesn't go to the woman in the interim. Reb Chaim Ozer himself points out that this actually is alluded to by the Rashba and the Ritva in the Sugya. They point out that this distinction, right, this distinction between Yad and Chatzar of the Baal really can relate to Eved Kanaini as well. Right? The Rashba gives this answer. Shaini yada mitoch shezocha la'atzo miyad acherim kagon she'amala amanash en la'bal ha'rishuz bahen zocha nami miyad baylo. That's really the answer Reb Chaim Ozer gave, right? Afilu man da'amr b'ksubas, even according to the man da'amr that ma'isi yadea, that she can say any nizonos v'ni osa, no. Because by Yad, she gets it first. And what's the Rashi gets it first? Because she can receive a matana, Yad Acherim, Amanashe, and Labalach Rezuzba. So then the Rashba just distinguishes. He says the difference between Yad Isha and Yad Eved. By Yad Eved, the Eved doesn't have a Yad at all. Right? The Eved doesn't have a Yad at all. It's complicated with the Gemara Kedushin. So he wants to suggest that if someone gives a matana to the Eved, Amanasha in the Rabcha Rishuzba, if he gives it directly to the Eved, not Al Yadei Acherim, the Eved's not going to acquire it because he doesn't have an independent Yad. There's a big difference between Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo and Yad Isha ki Yad Baila. It turns out Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo is like the Mashakon Si Shekana Baila of Chatzar. Right? It happens ba'ofen yashir, right? It happens immediately, happens straight, not through the Eved, not through the woman. Right, but Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila, that's totally different. Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila, that first goes to the woman, and then it goes to the husband. Okay, so the basic chiluk you find in the Rashba, right? This is basically Reb Chaim Ozer's answer. It's just Reb Chaim Ozer fleshes it out a little bit more. But that could be a fourth and final answer to this Kasha Tosfos. Again, Tosfos was troubled. Why did the Gemara think there's a big difference between Yad Isha and Chotzer the Isha? In both circumstances, the husband is going to get everything. Right? He gets what comes from the Yah, gets what comes from the Chatzah, the Peiris from the Chatzah, the Masidayim from the Yah. What's the difference? So either we have 2 days in Tosfos that there's a difference as to whether he has a Kinyan HaGuf in the Yah or the Chatzah, or the difference is whether it's Kona Bakarcha of the Isha. We discussed each one of these answers. Or we have these two other answers that are not in Tosfos, that despite the fact that he gets the Masidayim of the Yah, but he doesn't really have such a strong kin in the Yah, because he can't force her to do certain malachas. He can't force her to work a whole day. So maybe we don't look at it as though her Yad is the reshus of the husband. And the final answer we gave is that the difference between Chatzar and Yad is whether it goes through the woman or it goes directly to the Baal. In the case of the Chatzar, it goes directly to the Baal. So it goes directly to the Baal. So then he doesn't have, it's not really his reshus. Right? If he goes directly to the Baal, pardon me, if it goes directly to the Baal, then the Chatzar is his Rishus. So when he puts the get into the Chatzar, it's not Yotze Mershusa. So how can that be a Kenyan? Right? How can that work for get? What's more, if it goes directly to the Baal, so then the woman never acquired it, Bichlal. Right? Even if you learn like the Tosfos Rid, the woman never acquired the get. It went automatically to the Baal. But in the case of Yad, it doesn't go automatically to the Baal. First goes to the woman, goes to her Yad. So there's an asino tov yada, the gerish is going to be chal, and then the husband is not going to acquire the get.